This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending March 8th, 2019, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. Star Wars fans are geeking out this week as Disney unveiled a massive trove of details about its upcoming Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. It comes to Disney World and Disneyland later this year. The articles, photos, and videos at StarWars.com give us the most details yet about what guests will experience walking in the new park, riding on the new rides, and even eating the new food. Disney also gave a select group of journalists a first-hand sneak peek, those lucky dogs. The International Space Station crew welcomed the SpaceX unmanned Crew Dragon spacecraft to the ISS last week. The Crew Dragon was on its maiden test flight, carrying a load of supplies for the three-man ISS crew, as well as a sensor-equipped test dummy named Ripley. The capsule was set to return to Earth today, Friday, March 8th, and a manned mission is expected for this summer. Google has published details of a serious zero-day flaw in macOS after Apple failed to fix it within 90 days of being informed. The exploit could allow a malicious user to alter the contents of the computer's storage without the Mac owner being aware. However, it's important to note that the exploit is extremely difficult to implement and the computer would have to be already compromised. No word from Apple on a time frame for the repair, but it's a good reminder to update your system whenever the computer tells you to. Remember the Amazon Dash button? It was a little branded button that Amazon would sell you so that you could place it somewhere in your home and then you could conveniently reorder a specific product, like coffee or trash bags, at the push of a button. Unfortunately for Amazon, they were never as popular as they'd hoped and now they're being discontinued, although existing buttons will continue to work for now. Instead, expect to see Amazon working with manufacturers to put similar technology in their devices so your water pitcher could reorder a new filter or your printer could order new ink when it's time to be replaced, for instance. The new Star Trek Picard series has added a couple of new cast members, including Santiago Cabrera and Michelle Hurd, and Hanel Culpepper has been announced as the director of the series' pilot episode. The series will pick up with The Next Generation's Captain Picard 20 years in-universe after the last episode of The Next Generation and 10 years after the film Star Trek Nemesis. It's going to be available on CBS All Access in late 2019. Speaking of Star Trek, a new YouTube video from the makers of Star Trek Discovery explores the production design for Section 31, the shadowy clandestine organization protecting the Federation using any means necessary, as seen on Star Trek Discovery. With a new Section 31 series also on the horizon, the video provides a glimpse into what we can expect. But be careful of Discovery Season 2 spoilers. The European Mars Express spacecraft has discovered for the first time that Mars used to have planet-wide underground water reserves. The evidence comes from the examination of impact craters that all lie below what would be Martian sea level and finding the signs that pools of water used to pour into these craters. Scientists say that this proves that Mars once had underground lakes and aquifers and may even still have some. And where there's water, there's often life. The Sci-Fi Channel has greenlit a new series starring Firefly's Alan Tudyk called Resident Alien, based on a comic book, of course. It's the story of an alien named Harry who crash-lands on Earth and takes up the identity of a small-town Colorado doctor while contemplating if humans are worth saving. Production begins this summer. Pope Francis has ordered the archives of the Pontificate of Pius XII to be open to researchers. The move would cover the period of World War II and could potentially address some of the charges, famously made in the widely discredited book Hitler's Pope, that the Holy Father did not do enough to save Jews from the Holocaust. Pope Francis said the archives will reveal moments of difficult decisions by his predecessor, but that the Church has no fear of history. The archives are set to be made available on March 2nd, 2020, on the 81st anniversary of Pope Pius's election. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at SQPN possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.